another funeral in Uvalde. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. 10-year-old Alithia Ramirez will be laid to rest today in Texas. She was among the 19 children shot and killed in a classroom last month. Later this week in Washington, the House Oversight Committee will hold a hearing on the gun violence epidemic.
When you kind of peel back the layers and you see, who is, who's perpetuating these deeds, oftentimes there are people that are isolated, they're lonely, they don't have a family structure.
Francis Suarez is the mayor of Miami. Another mass shooting happened in Philadelphia last night. Police say three people were killed and nearly a dozen others were hurt when gunfire sprayed a crowd on South Street. Police have no suspects. To Ukraine, where the capital of Kyiv was the site of Russian bomb blasts for several weeks, the city had been quiet.
In other parts of the country, people are trying to regain normal life, which is difficult to do in areas where the Russians have laid down a trail of bloodshed and alleged war crimes.
Fox's Mike Tobin, Russia is warning that areas that haven't been hit could be targeted if the West provides long-range rocket systems to Ukraine. It took a while, but Tropical Storm Alex has formed in the Atlantic after battering southern Florida yesterday. In parts of the state, roadways are flooded and people are being warned to stay home if possible. Frightening weather in France, where thunderstorms and hailstorms have left one person dead and more than a dozen others hurt. Officials in Paris say the Eiffel Tower was struck by lightning but was not damaged. Lightning also hit the roofs of buildings, setting some of them on fire. Some of the hail was the size of tennis balls. Several vineyards were ravaged. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A pair of tragedies at a pair of national parks. First to Alaska, where a man died while trying to climb Denali Mountain, which is the tallest in the U.S. The National Park Service says Fernando Berman collapsed Friday not far from the summit. He did not respond to CPR. The day before, in Grand Canyon National Park, a woman collapsed after trekking to the Colorado River. She, too, never regained a pulse despite CPR. Yesterday, the National Park Service warned of dangerous heat. It's getting hotter at our southern border, but that's not stopping migrants from trying to cross into the U.S. From Friday to Saturday, more than 1,300 migrants showed up in just the Del Rio, Texas sector. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in La Jolla and paid a visit to a migrant shelter.
Migrants from Haiti, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. We even saw inside three Ukrainians and two Russians who are getting along, both opposing the war, trying to make their way to the U.S., fleeing conditions in their country.
As the White House relies on shelters to care for migrants, many of them are becoming overwhelmed. As North Korea prepares for a possible nuclear test, the U.S. and the South have displayed some military muscle.
The U.S. and South Korea getting together for their first joint naval exercises involving an aircraft carrier since 2017. The carrier Ronald Reagan taking part in those drills during an exercise in the Philippine Sea in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa. This coming weeks after President Biden and South Korea's president vowed to upgrade defense exercises and discuss ways for Washington to protect its ally. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Today, the North fired off a series of short-range ballistic missiles, according to South Korea's military. Pam Huso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.